I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
When you look at the larger dynamic that is going on in the Middle East and actually globally for the United States, we're in a period of extreme strategic danger. When you look at the Middle East itself, we are already seeing an expansion of the conflict, and whether we get involved in a larger Middle East conflict is actually driven more by our enemies at this point, specifically Iran, rather than any other country. Iran is the one, through all of its proxy groups, that has armed, trained, and is providing targeting information against U.S. forces and Israel for them to actually fire. And we are typically in a response mode these days, and deterrence is in fact failing.
Deterrence is failing because this administration is failing. You were listening then to retired Commander Kirk Leopold. By the way, he was the commander of the USS Cole when it was hit by a suicide attack, and he lost some of his sailors. He's talking about what we're doing wrong in dealing with Iran. And there's a full list of what we're doing wrong, a very short list of what we're doing right. And I'm not even sure you could classify them as right. You could call them as kind of moving in the right direction, but not really accomplishing that much so far. So far. Thanks for joining us again. Here we are, December 27th, 2023. This is the second hour of Larry Connors USA, right here for you, back-to-back, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, every time we are on the air, we're streaming video. You can always pull that up at any point you want to watch it, if you can't do it right now, but it's there for you right now, at Larry Connors USA, Facebook and Twitter, and News Talk STL, Facebook and Twitter, and on our Rumble channels. And reminding you, anytime you want to pull up audio and or video at a later time, you simply go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. And by the way, while you're watching the video, you're going to, in addition to learning a great deal of great information, you're going to see the sponsors that support this program. And I really encourage you, anytime you need something that they offer, and we have pretty much every part of your life covered, please reach out and give them the business. And if nothing else, take time to call them and say, thank you. Thank you for supporting a 100% patriotic program. Larry Connors, USA. All right, so again, the retired Commander Leopold says, we're failing when it comes to trying to deter. We know Iran is behind every one of these terrorist attacks upon our U.S. forces. I mean, there's no question. Of course, Iran won't admit to it, obviously, but there's no question that they're involved in it. And they're going to continue to be involved. And they're helping target where we have some U.S. forces, like in Iraq. And our response to more than 100 attacks against U.S. forces, just our U.S. forces, since mid-October following the October 7 Hamas attack against Israel, has been mainly, well, let's go after one of their munitions depots somewhere and blow up some of their weapons and ammo. Well, I'm all about that, too. But you need to be targeting those who are calling the shots. And so then we did actually carry out an attack against, we believed, an Iranian commander, and some of his forces were inside Iraq. And we apparently, at least the claim is, we killed several Iranians inside Iraq. Two things. First, Iraq says, you killed some of our people. And we consider that an act of violence against our country. And again, we have troops inside Iraq. So how many Iraqis are going to go crazy the streets going after our forces while they're there? Much less incoming missiles and mortars and drones. And the other thing is, the Wall Street Journal reporting today that the Biden administration kind of exaggerated how many we killed in that attack in Iraq. Exaggerated that even maybe Iranians themselves were killed that were in Iraq. Let me put you this way. This is a very simple question, and I think you have a very good read on it. If I told you, should you believe the Biden administration or should you believe the Wall Street Journal reporting? Is there any doubt in your mind? Okay, you want to accept the Biden claim? Okay. Then I guess you also accept that the Biden economy, Bidenomics, is going great. You're one of his big fans. And you're all about getting rid of all your gas appliances and so forth. And they're ramping that up. They're going after others as well. You're all in favor of doing that, and you don't mind the economy upside down and you having to pay more. You're good. If you're really rich, you might be. But we know the truth, don't we? You're living it day to day. And we want to make sure that our American station in foreign lands continue to live. And the Wall Street Journal, in pointing out Biden's failings and exaggerations, also said, if we're going to keep foreign our forces, our troops, on the ground in foreign lands, we need to make sure they're fully protected and retaliate when they are attacked. Simple as that. Otherwise, get them out of that country. We want a presence there. But we may have to do like we did with Afghanistan. But hopefully not leave and abandon everything behind for the terrorists to get hold of. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz is on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And he says, yeah, we all see it. Biden is failing.
Until we shift policy, until Secretary Blinken announces a 180 in terms of our appeasement policy on Iran, what they call, the administration calls, our de-escalation policy, which the Iranians read as opportunity, because essentially the Americans are announcing that we're not going to hit back. Until we do that, this is going to continue. And my fear is that one of these days we're going to wake up and one of these missiles has actually gotten through and caused a catastrophic attack on one of our bases or on one of our ships. And that is going to be squarely on Joe Biden's hands because of this bad Iran policy.
Yeah, and maybe he will then go out when the bodies are brought back, what's left of them, to Dover Air Force Base. And as they're being unloaded under American flags, he'll look at his watch to check his time. Huh? How long have I been here? This is going to take forever? He did that previously. You do know that. I'm not going to let him live that down. What a show of disrespect for the families as troops are brought back. When the commander-in-chief checks his watch. What time is it? When's ice cream coming? I don't know that's what he was thinking, but I know what he did repeatedly. And again, back to Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, he said Iran is anxious to continue escalation.
Iran right now sees opportunity. It's on a full court press. We already see what's happening with Hamas and bogging down Israel and its attack on Israel. It still has trump cards in Hezbollah to Israel's north, in the militias that it's using to harass our forces in Iraq, the Houthis in Yemen, and then the ultimate card it's going to play is its nuclear program, and it is racing forward. Most international experts believe it has at least enough uranium for three bombs. And once it has a nuclear program, if this administration allows that to happen, God help us all in the Middle East, because then you will see an arms race with other nations also wanting nuclear arms like the Saudis and others in response. And that is destabilizing and scary for the entire world.
Yeah, it will be. Now, earlier in the first hour, in case you missed it, shame on you. But I understand you have other things to do in your life, so make sure you pull up that program in case you missed it, either audio or video. I had Fred Flights. He served as National Security Deputy under Trump at one point. but he has 25 plus years in intel, 19 directly in the CIA. And he says there are reports going around that they do have some nuclear weapons already, talking about Iran. He said, but I don't really think they do. They might have enough for one. But whatever they've got right now, again, back to retired Admiral Commander, I should say, Kirk Leopold, he said, when we get ready to engage fully, we need to make sure we've got everything ready.
I think first and foremost, we need to make sure that if we were to go kinetic, in other words, we were to get into a fighting war with weapons, that we have the necessary forces in the region that are trained, prepared, and have the logistics able to sustain them for an extended period of time, because we're playing away from our home field. It's a far and distant area, and we need to make sure that our allies in the region give us access to all the stocks that we pre-positioned there, that we are able to conduct ourselves in a manner that can eliminate a threat.
In other words, we do not need to have our troops waiting on ammunition to arrive. Get everything there and be ready. Now, there is something else we can be doing without firing a shot. We can be doing this that might curb Iran's actions. You want to guess? You want to kind of, what could he do? What could we do? What could we do? Well, here's your answer.
First, the Biden administration could put into place some crippling economic sanctions. We could do so with the help of our allies from around the world so that we can begin to cut Iran off from the economic resources that are allowing it to survive. Two, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or Iran nuclear agreement, at this point is essentially dead. And any hope being held out by the Biden administration that they can revive it, I believe, is a false hope. Third, and the option of last resort, is prepare for military action. At some point, while we could strike the Houthi rebels, we could strike the Iraq forces or the Iranian forces in Syria. At the end of the day, Iran must be held accountable for its malign actions and for attacking U.S. forces again in the region.
Ronald Reagan did it previously. He shut down all shipping in or out of Iran, and those sanctions worked. Trump was enforcing sanctions after Obama had lifted them. And then, of course, as soon as Biden came in, he lifted the sanctions again. So Iran is selling oil to one of our most feared enemies, China, and getting money to continue to fund their terrorist activities. They're selling, according to one report, for the last year, 1 million barrels of oil to China a day. Project Veritas has more undercover video showing a Planned Parenthood supervisor in Missouri telling a man, we can help you get a 13-year-old girl get an abortion without her parents knowing.
She's 13. Her parents don't know yet.
Yeah, so we don't do them here, but we don't do them in Missouri. It's illegal. But we do have, I can give you a packet of the two locations that do it in Kansas. They have people that will come pick them up. They have people that will pay for the whole thing. Yes, I will call them and tell them what the situation is. They're going to help you with that.
All within Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the school agrees or not. We say that she was at the doctor. And we can cut off our letterhead so it doesn't even say where she was. Trust me, this is not our first rodeo.
How many times do you do this a year?
What, like abortion?
Girls coming out of state, yes.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because we set up hotels for them. We set up every day. Never tell her parents anything. She's an adult. We're not going to get this.
Every day. It's not our first rodeo. You don't have to tell the parents. The man shows up claiming that he's the uncle of a 13-year-old pregnant girl. Apparently, it does not show that he is involved with the girl as a blood relative. And doesn't answer or not even ask any questions, did you make her pregnant, which would be a reportable offense. But they are very concerned about Planned Parenthood. Well, we cannot perform the abortions here. It'd break the law. Even if you're for Planned Parenthood and if you're for abortions, somebody comes in and identifies they got a 13-year-old niece, do you not think you should inquire how she got pregnant and protect that girl at least to that extent? But no, these people, this is Planned Parenthood employee identifying herself as the director in Kansas City, Missouri, says, no, we can take care of everything for you.
Her parents don't know yet.
We don't do them here, but we don't do them in Missouri. It's illegal. But we do have, I can give you a packet of the two locations that do it in Kansas.
That'd be so great. Okay. No, thank you.
In this particular interview, the journalist met with LaShawna, who is the managing director at one of a few Planned Parenthood offices in Kansas City, Missouri. While abortion is prohibited by state law in Missouri, this has not stopped Planned Parenthood from providing every necessity for young girls to be transported across state lines for an abortion in Kansas.
Yeah, they've made them illegal in Missouri, but the places in Kansas, this one is our clinic, and then this one is one that's right next to our clinic, and they both perform them.
Oh, great.
I would call, because if you go online, they kind of give you the runaround, but if you call and let them know what's going on, they'll do whatever they can to help you.
Yeah, we're going to help you all the way around. And LaShawna says, we'll give you anything you need to make sure the parents don't know. More information from LaShawna.
If you're trying to do it without the parents knowing, then you need to call because they need to do a bypass.
Yeah. They will bypass without the parents. You just have to make sure you tell them that one.
What is a bypass?
Just not letting the parents know.
Great. Yeah. So I can bring her?
Yeah. You just have to, when you call, just tell them the situation. They'll walk you through everything.
Could this lead to the exploitation of the process and increase the risks that minors will be abused?
So if I can't do it, is there a service that can get her across the state line?
Yeah. I would ask. They have people that'll come pick them up. They have to pay for the whole thing. Yes. I would call them and tell them what the situation is. They're going to help you with that.
All within Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm.
Could we get permission from the teacher to get her out of school during its school day for it?
We could give doctor's excuse.
What's that?
We could give a doctor's note to where the school, it doesn't matter if the school agrees or not. We say that she was at the doctor. They have to take it.
Oh, and the teachers have to take it no matter what. But they don't tell the parents.
No. And we can cut off our letterhead so it doesn't even say where she was. Trust me, this is not our first rodeo. They're going to know exactly how to handle that. I will call.
Okay, so 13-year-olds can go across the state line.
Absolutely.
And Parenthood helps them do that, mm-hmm. and then pays for the whole thing.
I won't say I paid for the whole thing, but they will work for you. Sometimes they do end up paying for it. Yeah, it's illegal in Missouri.
So you all work very tightly with
them. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great, because when she called me, I looked up right away, and I was like, no.
Yeah, we're all affiliated. We're all one big old clinic, pretty much.
So the money just,
it
you're able
everywhere.
To... Oh, how many times do you do this a year?
What, like a boy?
Girls coming out of the state, yes.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Every day. They're laughing. Every day. Every day we help minors get their abortions. And not one of them asked, how did she get pregnant? And are you really the uncle? And if you are the uncle, did you impregnate her? They don't bother asking that. The child's age, not a big deal.
Because she's 13.
Yeah.
She's so young.
And she's scared, you know, and that's what we're here for.
And her parents do not, they're like so concerned, and I cannot let them know.
And they won't. In Planned Parenthood, we consider you an adult. If you can make a decision, then we got you.
Okay. And then can she come in here for follow-up?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she doesn't have to go back there for follow-up. When she's done with them, she can come back here.
And what about, like, contraceptives?
We'll take care of all of that.
All without any mm-hmm. consent?
Yeah, we never tell her parents anything. She's an adult in our clinics.
She's an adult in our custody. One pro-lifer says this is a criminal enterprise, pure and simple. Coming up, you Jewish or are you Christian? Are you Muslim but not a jihadist? Do you claim to be someone who doesn't hate Jews? Well, did you know your tax dollars are being used to attack Israel? Lock and load. Ready. I'm on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
It's been a very busy year for Wellington Environmental. Tom and his staff had traveled all over making sure that minor issues don't become major disasters. Then there are the times Wellington is called in for emergencies, but nothing Wellington hasn't seen before. They have certified inspectors, chemists, scientists, environmental planners, and that's just some of their expertise. That is why the St. Louis Business Journal gave Wellington such a high ranking. So what will 2024 bring? No one knows, but if you take time to visit the Wellington Environmental Facebook, you're going to see things that might explain health issues at your home or business, affecting you, your family, clients. Wellington Environmental Facebook. Tom Wellington and the entire staff wish you a blessed 2024. your world cleaner, better, safer. So, as always, be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for covering the local and
global. People, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9/94.1 and NewsTalkSTL.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you why pay more than four. In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
I have a great whiskey suggestion. Stolach Whiskey, created using natural limestone filtered water from the Ozark Highlands, aged in Missouri oak. Next time, get a bottle. But if you're going to share with friends, you better get at least two bottles. Stolach has the Larry Connors seal of approval. See the full story at Stolach.com. Stolach, Stolloch, from Stone Ledge Distillery.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, I was saying to you that you, the taxpayer, are helping fund anti-Israeli protest along with Bill Gates and George Soros. And how would I know? Well, the author of the book, The Soros Agenda, joining us, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. Rachel, glad to have you aboard again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm looking at some of the details you put out on this thing. You're talking about, to begin with, an influential liberal dark money group that is propping up all this activism. I mean, today they shut down for a period of time L.A. airport. Anywhere they can make noise and cause disruption, chaos, they're doing it. And U.S. taxpayers are helping pay for it?
Well, I think that it's time that the police would take some action, but the police in Los Angeles... And even if they do, who are they going to, which attorney, which district attorney will decide to charge them with anything? The district attorney in Los Angeles, highly unlikely, he is supporting this agenda. He's as we call, a Soros DA has been elected with a lot of Soros money.
Right.
And unfortunately, there are many like him all over the place, in New York, in major blue cities, absolutely.
And, in other words, there are several levels of infiltration where taxpayer dollars are being used, either getting Soros people elected, even if you didn't intend it, and now you got to pay their salaries, all the way down to maybe helping mobilize some of these demonstrations.
Well, the demonstrations have been, the open society itself had given money to there is a group in San Francisco, there are several groups, that he is funding, here that are participating in the demonstrations and are pro, supposedly pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza, they are really pro-Hamas, pro-terrorism. Anti-Jewish groups that are distributing actually information of how, what kind of signs to carry in the, during the demonstration, and what kind of talking points they should have when somebody is confronting them. If they are going on radio or television or wherever, they are training them, and they are sending it even to high schools.
Yes.
To do that, with encouragement to go out and demonstrate. And it's not only Hamas, it's the supporting the Islamic Jihad, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and other groups that are now killing Israeli soldiers in Gaza.
Well, now, we obviously saw when the Poison Ivy League college president showed up and testified and wankled around on a discussion of what is genocide and if it violates their code book for their students. But that was at the university level. And you just pointed out again, and we mentioned this before to the audience, it's filtering all the way down to high schools and lower.
Absolutely. There are many teacher unions that also work. These are really all, if they are not, if they don't belong to a Islamic organization here in the United States, and there are many of them, like the Islamic Students Association, and there are different kinds that have been actually banned for, I don't know, a little in some places, but not enough. They are all over the U.S.
Well, let me focus on one that you have highlighted, the Tides Center. What exactly is that?
The Tides Center is an organization that receives funding from liberal progressive entities.
Bill Gates and
organizations
others.
Bill Gates, George Soros, and others, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and others, and they distribute them. So they are being sent like $6 million by one of these people, and they say, okay, distribute it. This goes to projects that are carried out by, and they give names of organizations or the project to support demonstrations against Israel, okay? So, or against the United States or something.
All right, but so, how does the Tides group, the Tides okay, so Center, Tides, get taxpayer dollars?
Well, they are getting, Tides is really, if there are some projects that are supported by the Department of Education or other projects that are going to organizations that participate in banning, for example, anything to do with Israel. So that money is being also, so that also the money from the government sometimes can find its way to them.
And we're not talking about pennies. According to some of the reports you have here, that they've documented that $81 million. Have been funneled into the Tide Center. That would be from the federal government.
Yeah, and this is something. Well, it depends. Some entities in this, especially in this administration, are funneling support to progressive woke, whatever organizations, can be Black Lives Matter or others.
All under nonprofit label, right?
All under the nonprofit label, and it has been going on for a long time.
When we look at these, and again, you're listening to Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, the author of The Soros Agenda. When we look at this, and we see not only the Tides Center, you point out there's a group called the Tides Foundation, a sister group, and then also the Alliance for Global Justice. That's a charity in Arizona. You have a Washington Examiner investigation shows that it has ties to Palestinian terrorists.
Absolutely.
Out of Arizona.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are other organizations that are not listed there that are supporting Hamas from Arizona and from every other state in the country.
Do you think some of these people that have been contributing to nonprofit groups like this, not even their tax dollars, of course, if they write it off at that, then they get a tax deduction as a nonprofit. But do they think, you know, well, we do believe in a two-state system. We're just trying to help the Palestinians and not realizing it's going to terrorist activities?
Who anybody who supports the Palestinians has to be by now, has to be, not very smart or willfully blind. Not to realize that they are supporting terrorism against the Jewish state of Israel, period. Yeah. Because that's what Mahmoud Abbas, supposedly, the head of the Palestinian Authority, utterly corrupt, and he continues to pay, the Palestinian Authority continues to pay to Palestinian terrorists to go and kill Jews. In Israel, and I mean, they are paying, and the United States is continuing to give them money.
All right, now here's the other dilemma that's faced. I think we all recognize that there are Palestinians who are not part of the terrorist organizations of Hamas. They didn't carry out the attacks in Israel. Women and children that, you know, have become victims, and everyone's heart breaks for an innocent person being caught in this. But it's war, unfortunately, and.
It
is war started by Hamas, not by Israel. And
yes,
so,
but
for a lot of people, it's conflicting. It's that I want to help the children, but how do they get money that's actually going to help the children and not end up at the hands of terrorists?
The parents, you cannot do that because the money actually, whatever comes into Gaza, all the aid now that is being sent there, is controlled. Everything that enters Gaza is under the control of Hamas, and there is plenty of evidence to prove that. It's very easy to look it up.
Well, the UN, of course, even has admitted that we need to make sure it's actually getting to the people.
Well, yeah, but the UN actually is the one that has distributed. And it's running the schools in Gaza that educate the children from kindergarten how to kill Jews, okay?
The UN's been active in that directly?
Very, very. They have been promoting it. They have been sustaining deliberately.
I'd like you to clarify for me. Are you talking about the UN as a body or members of the UN inside there?
Yes, yes.
And how do you prove that? How do you prove that?
The UN refugee, there is so much. First of all, there is a lot of material. If people go to the website acdemocracy.org, they can find a lot of information about UNRWA. It's the UN refugee agency. There is a special refugee agency for only Palestinians. And all the refugees in the world together, put together, didn't receive as much money as the Palestinians received over time. Because the UN is interested in keeping them there, to attack Israel. They could have settled them. There are no refugees that are benefiting from the world's largest, if you want, and especially U.S. taxpayer money, like the Palestinians.
In the last 20 seconds, obviously Hamas attack has shown how much anti-Semitism exists in this nation. It's always been there, but now it's come up to the surface. Last 20 seconds.
Here in the United States, it brought it to the surface because the progressive left is very, very, very supportive of Hamas and against the Jewish state and for anti-Semitism.
Absolutely.
And against the United States as well.
All right. Dr. Rachel Ann Freld, the author of The Soros Agenda, thank you for your time, and I think you probably enlightened a lot of people in the process.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Coming up, Trump wins a victory in Michigan.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I'm always glad to have new sponsors, but I have turned some down. See, I only endorse clients if I believe in them. And I've been a spokesman for John Beal for 10 years. Through those years, listeners said they went with John Beal because they trusted me. And just recently, a woman named Mary wrote, "We got a John Beal roof based on your recommendation." Thank you, Mary, and all the others for calling John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ackerman Toyota has the 2024 models. You're going to be impressed. Check them out in person at Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. In fact, you've got to see the 2024 Toyota Sequoia. Very impressive. This is the time to buy and get top dollar for your vehicle. Looking for pre-owned? Ackerman Toyota can also help you. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is News Talk STL.
One of the five most traumatic experiences in life is moving. I can assure you that McGuire Moving can help ease that pressure. Moving into a new home or a new business, locally, internationally, McGuire is rated number one. More than 80 years of experience. Free estimate, call McGuire, 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuireMoving.com.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perished in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield is so luxurious you might think you have to be a member. You don't, but you will quickly see why Lit won the 2023 Riverfront Times Best Smoking Lounge, Best Smoke Shop for the second time in a row. Quality cigars, premium drinks. So join me at Lit, just off 40 in the district at Chesterfield. For special events, entertainment, always check the website, litstl.com. litstl.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, there is word that Trump has won a victory in one of the swing states. He will stay on the ballot in Michigan. Yeah, Colorado's kicked him off for now. But, of course, that's going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Michigan Supreme Court rejected an appeal rooted in the Constitution's insurrection clause, the very thing that Colorado decided it was valid, and they did so on procedural grounds. So they have now ruled in a unanimous ruling of the Michigan Court of Appeals. That's where a three-judge panel held that the argument that, quote, Trump engaged in insurrection was not ripe. By that, they meant the ruling was premature, which is exactly what we've been saying. Trump hasn't been convicted of anything of all these charges they're trying to hit him with right now, going into the election. And insurrection in particular, they have not done it. And you know why they haven't? Because they do not have the proof. It's as simple as that. But they're going to continue to try to find ways that they can kind of make things look bad for him before the election. The Michigan Supreme Court did not actually get into whether or not it believed that Trump engaged in insurrection, as stated in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, just that the court rejected the attempt to appeal. The appeal lodged by an advocacy group that would be a hate Trump group. And they rejected it on procedural grounds, leaving undisturbed the decision by the Michigan Court of Appeals. And again, the lower court had already predetermined the question is irrelevant at this point in time in relation to Trump's placement on the presidential primary ballot in the Wolverine state. So he will be on the primary ballot in Michigan and probably will be in Colorado before it's over. And if it's not ruled before they get to the primary in Colorado, the GOP has already said, we'll simply hold a caucus. We won't have a primary ballot, which obviously Trump would run away with anyway. But they continue doing what they can to bring him down. It's kind of like I'm watching the football game last night, Monday Night Football. And it's a disaster, really. Ravens and 49ers. They were trying to make a tackle on one of the 49er players. I take it back. 49ers are trying to tackle a Ravens player, and I'm drawing a blank now who it is. They are missing the basics you learn when you go to play football. If you're going to bring somebody down, you don't grab him by the shoulders or hit him at the waist. You go for the legs. You take the legs out. And this guy ran through four or five, all of them kind of slapping at his shoulder pads and trying to grab at his waist or his. You go for the legs. Even then you might miss. But if you get those legs tangled up, he's going down. And right now we have the anti-Trumpers so fired up. Anything we can grab at. Grab his hair. Maybe that'll stop him. All right. I had mentioned earlier that NASA is on a new mission, launching a spacecraft. Worried about an asteroid that's going to approach our orbit. This is going to be, according to the New York Post, it's going to be this new spacecraft they're launching, the OSIRIS-REx, just returned from deep space after collecting some samples from a space rock, now being sent to study the asteroid's extremely close flyby of 2029. It's also known as, quote, the God of Chaos. And you thought that was Trump. You were wrong. It's an asteroid. The God of Chaos expected to fly by Earth April 1. April Fool's. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Not April 1. April 13, 2029. Where are you going to be in 2029? It's going to fly by about 20,000 miles away at this projection. They say there's a 3% chance it could collide with Earth. But over the years, they now think, you know, I don't think there's going to be a collision. It's just go by about 20,000 miles away, zooming safely past us on April 13th. Now, per NASA, the close encounter with Earth will change its orbit and the length of its 30.6-hour day. It might cause quakes and landslides on the asteroid, so they want to study it immediately after such a pass, so this new space project they're going to send out is going to be using cameras to take images of the asteroid as it catches up to it, arriving right at April 13, 2029. Stay with it for the next year and a half, studying any changes. It will not touch down on the asteroid, going to use thrusters to kick up surface and exposed material the scientists want to examine. That's their plan anyway. That's plan A. I'm sure they have a plan B and C, D, E, and so forth. That's why you have all the letters in the alphabet anyway. But they think it's not going to hit us, but we need to study it, learn more about it. So the God of Chaos, I guess you could go back and say it is Trump. Or Biden. Either one would fit in some views, right? Or then again, maybe I would add the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau just issued a ruling that's making good on a promise he apparently made leading up to Christmas. If you're driving and listening right now, hold tight to the wheel, please. I do not want to be in some lawsuit that what I said on the air caused you to have a wreck, please. If you have any doubt you're going to be able to control the car, slow down, kind of edge over, get off the roadway a little bit, as if you're going to text, and you may end up texting anyway when you're there, so you get two things done at once. Okay, are you safe enough? Are you ready? The Canadian Prime Minister had made a promise leading up to Christmas. He actually made it back in May of this year. And now it's going to come true. It's generally going to affect private sector businesses and also, I assume, going to affect some government facilities. I can't understand why it wouldn't. Okay, Larry, okay, what is it? What is it? Gotcha, huh? Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's safe. He is going to start installing tampon dispensers in men's bathrooms. That's right, because men might need them. Or as the Canadian Labor Code now stipulates, all female-identified, male-identified, and all gender toilet rooms will need to have menstrual products. Every bathroom needs a tampon, even if it's just used by men, because you might have a menstruating men inside the men's restroom. Now, are you going to have one born female and the one now wants to pretend to be a man? So they're going to make tampons available to people everywhere at any time, even if men really don't have periods and don't go through that. They're going to make sure you're protected just in case. The Toronto Sun columnist wrote a quoted column back in December. He said the cost of this man-pon crusade went far beyond simply putting a few baskets of feminine hygiene products in men's room. Now there's a whole section in every government department. They have to have meetings, develop plans, write reports, and deal only with this issue. Even housing. They point out, we have an affordability crisis in this country, food more expensive than ever. Rent and mortgage payments have doubled, if not worse, but our federal government's priorities lay elsewhere. Well, that kind of sounds like what we're doing in this country, doesn't it? Oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Now word's going to get to the Biden White House. We need tampons in every man's bathroom. All right, let me bring you to another subject. And I had mentioned this to some extent in the first hour, but it's worth going back to again. And that is, Biden has to face the border chaos. Even Democrats are now demanding changes, beginning with a new definition for humanitarian. And in fact, one Democrat says, we need to get real.
We got to define what that humanitarian crisis is, because there are people that are coming here, quite frankly, for the death of a relative or someone that's dying, and people that are needing help. But then what we see is the sensational of the criminals that are coming over and then have done something horrific. We have to really have a tight definition of what that is.
Now, that was Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. We need a tight definition of what the word humanitarian is. Now, by that, I assume that's going to be a new definition. We know what humanitarian is, but, and we know these coming across claiming humanitarian and are asylum. They've all been coached. You change the definition, they'll change their wording. It's as simple as that. I'm watching my two grandsons, they're both in town, and last night played Scrabble. And one of them proposed a word that the other one said, I don't believe that one. So they go to look it up. And I had to agree. I don't remember now what the word was. I said, it's not word, really a word, it's a prefix for a word. For those of you who are aware of grammar, the word I believe was X, E-X. I said, it's X mother-in-law, X something like that. That's a prefix. It's not really a word. Well, now the dictionary apparently says it is a word. And, of course, under the Biden definition of words, things have changed dramatically anyway. I mean, keep in mind, we have a Supreme Court justice who can't define what a woman is. Don't forget that one. But now Congresswoman Dingell says we've got to do something about the border, and we need to deal with the humanitarian crisis. But we are seeing criminals come over, she's admitting that have done something horrific. So we have to have a tight definition of what humanitarian is. How the hell is that going to stop those who committed crimes elsewhere coming in? Or ones who are here committing them? Not. It's not. But let's get back down in the weeds and try to find a definition. In the meantime, Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Selena said, I'm getting no response from the federal government on what we're facing here. He said, Secretary Mayorkas about 2 weeks ago had the audacity to visit Uvalde, Texas, just 45 minutes away. He couldn't even come visit us here at Eagle Pass, Texas. Well, he's not going to today either. Now, Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, his job to seal that border, he hasn't under the Biden administration, and Secretary of State Blinken, they went to Mexico to deal with the border crisis. The Mexico president is talking to them. They're not talking to the Eagle Pass, Texas, mayor, or anyone else along the border. They went right over the border, just like Kamala did when she first was assigned to be the czar of our border. She flew right over the border and went down to see the Mexican president and then the leaders of the triangle companies down below, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Honduras, all of them. And what can we do to help keep the people here? More money? Yeah, we'll send money. And yet they're still coming. So we have our Secretary of State, Blinken, and we have the Secretary of Homeland Security, all meeting for tacos at the Presidential Palace with the President. And some margaritas while we're at it. A little more salsa over here, please. Nothing to do but jabber. This is not something they have to get reacquainted with, or it's just happened and we need to get details of it. It's not something that just blew up overnight. It started the day Joe Biden took the oath of office and began issuing executive orders. Get rid of the Trump stay in Mexico policy, throw the borders open. And every time things start getting rough, well, the progressives keep pushing him. But at the same time, he's got Democrats, those in his party, that are not that progressive, and they're paying a price for it. Like the New York City mayor said, we can't handle it. We must have 70,000 to 80,000 illegals up here. And you know what he's been doing? We pointed this out before. Mayor Adams complaining about illegals being bused into his city. He's putting them on buses, moving them farther into New York State. And a Republican of, I believe it's Orange County, New York State. I could be wrong about that. But he says, we were supposed to be told that he would be sending us some. He didn't tell us. He just sent the buses overnight. And, of course, this is a Republican leader in this particular county, and he didn't want them anyway, probably. But he said, at least you should give us some heads up. Well, heads up. Here's heads up for you. There are masses gathering, approaching our southern border now. Where do you think they're going to end up now? And then, of course, we have the other issues in California, which is another sanctuary city and state. Governor Newsom canceled the holiday tree lighting. I have not had time to really focus on this because of everything else going on. They were supposed to have a public gathering right before Christmas to light the tree, but pro-Palestinian protesters said if he shows up, we want to make sure he hears us. So they're going to plan some protest and outrage and everything else in support of Palestinians. So he said, well, we're going to do it. We're just going to do it virtually. It's make-believe in California anyway. Why would you care? Problem is, again, this nation has lost not only its moral compass, but something called good sense. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.